Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The Boston Celtics open their regular season at the Garden tonight as they take on the Philadelphia 76ers. The Celts are hoping to improve on last year's 40-42 season, which ended with an early playoff exit. But the Celts have had a very good preseason. So this morning, WBUR's Martin Kessler takes stock of expectations and why some fans are feeling hopeful.
Boston's pro sports teams are known for their stars. The Red Sox have David Ortiz, the Bruins have Zdeno Chara, the Patriots have Tom Brady, but the Celtics? Not so much. The team is now entering its third season since trading away aging Boston icons Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Since their departures, the Celtics have been rebuilding, acquiring younger prospects who were still in their teens when Boston last won the championship in 2008.
This is one heck of an opportunity. I'm really, really excited to be here.
That's David Lee, a veteran forward the Celtics traded for in the offseason. At 32, Lee's the only player on Boston's roster in his 30s. So far, he likes what he's seeing.
Like I said, we have a young team, so you'd expect, you know, to have some practices where coach comes in at the end and says, you know, we just didn't have a good day today, but let's be better tomorrow. We haven't had that at all.
Rebuilding can be tough on fans, and it's meant more losses. In their first season without Pierce and Garnett, the Celtics dropped nearly 70% of their games. Last year was better, but the team still lost more than half its contests. Entering this season, though, some Celtics fans are optimistic.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a good year.
Greg Helms from Newton attended a preseason game last week. His hopes are as high as the Garden rafters, where he wants to see an 18th championship banner.
I think that they could definitely be raising that in June, so we'll look forward to it.
Much of Helms' confidence comes from the Celtics' leadership, chiefly Brad Stevens, who is now in his third season as Boston's head coach. The Celtics took a gamble on Stevens back in 2013. At the time, he was only 36 years old, making him the youngest coach in the league. He'd never played in the NBA, and his only head coaching experience was at Butler University. But in just 2 years, Stevens has developed a strong reputation. Last season, in Coach of the Year voting, he finished fourth. Leading into this season, Stevens says he still sees room for improvement.
We've really wanted to put a lot of emphasis on learning each other and playing together and being organized yet unscripted.
Under Stevens' direction, passing has become a hallmark of the Celtics' offense, something the team worked on during the preseason.
You know, I think good teams do that. And it requires a great deal of maturity on the player's part, and they've shown that.
That success moving the ball has helped the Celtics stay competitive against teams with star-studded rosters. In the first round of last year's playoffs, the Celtics were swept by four-time MVP LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, but Boston managed to keep all four games respectable. Celtics fan Harrison Sims likes the strategy.
You know, in the NBA, the last like 10, 15 years, has been like, get the superstar, try to get as far as you can with that superstar. But now it's like, we're kind of going back to old ways with like five guys on the floor, use all five, like the team concept. And that's like why I feel like Brad Stevens is perfect for the job.
Still, Sims is more realistic than some other Celtics fans when it comes to the team's chances this season. After all, James and the Cavs still loom as the heavy favorites to win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, this year is going to be tough. But, I mean, definitely 2-3 years from now when these guys are developing and you have all these young guys coming in and you still have that veteran leadership, but, like, the young guys coming up with Brad Stevens as a coach, it's literally the perfect scenario for a championship run.
Until then, Sims and other Celtics fans can hope that a young coach and an old style of play will keep the Celtics competitive against the NBA's top stars. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martin Kessler.